Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
Hump day! Can we still do that? Is that allowed or is that no?
No, I like the commercial with the little camels.
Well, we're a classic rock station, so I figure we'll bring it all back. What day is it?
Hump day!
Yeah, no. All right, quick warning to you and Ryan this morning. I made meatloaf last night, which was fantastic for dinner, but for whatever reason, it turned into the campfire scene of Blazing Saddles in my house afterwards.
So what are you telling me?
I may peel the paint off the wall in the studio before 10 o'clock.
No!
I will leave occasionally, and I'll go out. I will not crop dust in the studio, I promise. But I'm just letting you know, so if something happens, then you'd have to take a Silkwood shower after the show. It's not my fault. It's the meatloaf.
Oh.
Cajun seasoning, apparently. You can't mix it in with your meatloaf.
The joys of working with men.
See, Erin is very polite. She will just get up and leave. Ryan and I run around the studio going, "Hey, Erin, pull my finger."
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Let's see what's in our first break box.
What do we got?
A pair of pavilion seats to see Jim Gaffigan at DTE Energy Music Theater July 28th. Tickets are on sale at 313presents.com. Venue box office or all Ticketmaster locations, but we'll sort you out with those tickets. Caller 31-248-398-WCSX 248-398-9279.
Cool part is when you have pavilion tickets at Pine Knob, you can just breeze one there. No one will notice.
Oh, that's the worst.
No, it's the best
because
you can just let it. No one ever. You've really okay.
You can't because you can't figure out who did it, but it resonates. It just kind of hovers there.
Oh no! See, I was under the impression that I could get away with it there.
No.
You can smell those?
Yes.
Well, if you time it out during Eddie Money, like in Two Tickets to Paradise, there's like a drum hit, and you just kind of, and then just do it. Yeah, right there. It works. See, she gets it. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. That was spoken for somebody who's done that before.
No, I was, what was it? That wasn't Judas Priest. I think it was Queensryche at the Emerald in Mount Clemens. Somebody in front of us had some serious issues, and we all thought we were going to die.
Well, it would make sense at a Priest concert with their new single, Breaking the Wind. Breaking the wind. All right, what's coming up in sports?
The cold weather didn't stop the Tigers, and Tom Brady needs an alibi.
Ooh. CSX Big Jim's House, 609. Here's Aaron V with sports.
And it's brought to you by Boston Market. Come into Boston Market any Wednesday or Sunday after 5 and get a rotisserie prime rib meal with two sides and cornbread. Boston Market, dinner's always ready. Francisco Liriano and four relievers combined for 12 strikeouts. Tigers beat the O's 4-2 in the series opener at Comerica Park. Win was the Tigers' first since April 8th and broke a 5-game losing streak.
Nice. Good win.
There was three people at the game.
I don't think a lot of us didn't think it was going to happen because of the weather. So,
well, they moved the time to 6:40.
Right.
When today they're going to play the second game, and they moved it to 1:10 from a late start. It'll be left-hander Matthew Boyd against Kevin Gausman. So there you go.
Put shorts on your flip-flops. Go to the Tigers game.
Ezekiel Ansah is officially the highest-paid defensive end in the NFL, the Lions have announced. Ansah has signed his franchise tag, which is valued at a little more than $17 million. And in other NFL news, we're going to need an alibi from Tom Brady.
This is creepy.
Yeah. Adult film actress Stormy Daniels released a sketch of the man she said threatened her in 2011 regarding her alleged relationship with President Trump. The picture went viral with the majority of social media users saying the man in the pic resembles the New England Patriots quarterback. I'll send you the pic. You can decide for yourself. Text Brady to 248-398-WCSX. I'll send it right to your phone. I'll tell you what.
It looks like him.
Pretty convincing.
Yeah. There's a Deflategate joke that I'm not going to say because we're on the radio. We'll just leave it at that. We need to get a winner for our first break box Jim Gaffigan tickets. Teresa, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
We're great. You are caller number
31. You're going to see Jim Gaffigan at DTE on July 28th. Congratulations.
Woo, thank you. Fun time. Hey, will it be warm?
Will it be warm? What is the concert date?
No.
July 28th.
It's going to be January 367th.
No, that could be our summer weekend. We don't know. We'll have to check the calendar.
Yeah, that's so, it.
Yeah. We're all fine. Hold on there, Teresa. I'm done with bitching about weather. I'm done with it. Next week, you see the weather. We're going to get to 60. It's here. Just take a deep breath and we're fine.
Well, I'm not holding
we're
my
fine.
Breath.
Jesus, dude. Too much dressing on my salad, Grandma. Come on. Spring's here, man. It's coming. It's coming. You got to be patient. It's only, what, the middle of April. What do you want? Like a normal spring? Come on.
It's Big Jim's House. What would you do Wednesday?
This one's kind of a no-brainer this morning, but we're going to give it a shot anyway. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Here, you want to set the table for us this morning?
Sure. So this lady goes on a date with this guy. They have a nice meal, but there's no chemistry. There's no sparks. So she ghosted him, which means she just blew him off. He texted and called her. She wasn't having it. She just kind of poof, vanished, right?
Correct.
So a couple days later, she gets an invoice from him for her portion of the dinner, which comes to $39.52, a Moscow mule, a beer, smoked hickory barbecue pulled pork tacos, and even a processing fee.
Okay. I understand. So, he had to send her an invoice. Someone's got to pay for the invoice, too, so she should.
You can actually see the invoice by texting date to 248-398-WCSX. That's 248-398-9279. We'll send it right to your phone. Should she pay it?
What do you guys think? We'll start off with our millennial producer. I wanted to get the 20-something perspective to start off with here, who's in a serious relationship. Ryan, should she pay it?
I say no, just because it's... Well, for me, if I'm the guy, there's no way I'm going through the trouble of making that invoice. That's just too much work for me.
That's what I was going to say. Ryan's too lazy to go to all that trouble.
Yeah, that's way too much work. Someone. Yeah, and I would just chalk it up as another loss and move
another
on.
Loss. I'm done again.
But no, I don't think she should pay it.
I know Aaron thinks the guy should definitely get his money immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, overnight.
He should take a long walk off a short pier. Okay. You know what he would get in my response right back to that email invoice? He'd get her a picture of me standing there flipping the bird, like, have a nice day.
Okay, if she had just responded once to him, said, had a nice time, don't want to go out again, something like that, none of this would have happened. When she chose to ghost him, which is no response to anything. Now, we don't know how many times the guy texted her. Could have been once or twice. Just like, did you have a nice time? I'd like to go out again. Nothing. When you text somebody and ask them a question, just in regular, and I'm just trying to play the other side of the coin here. When you text somebody in any average everyday life and they don't respond to you, it ticks you off when you ask a question. Not a generic text, when you ask somebody a question. When you've gone out on a date and you ask, would you like to go out again? Maybe the guy said, hey, I had a nice time, would like to go out again. And you get completely ghosted, which is what we know from this, right?
Well, maybe he was creepy and that's why she didn't respond to him.
Well, we're reading into that, though. Yeah. We don't know that, but we do know that she even admitted she ghosted him. That she'd like, I don't want to talk to this guy at all for whatever reason, and never returned anything to him.
I mean, that aspect of it is rude, because you can at least send somebody a rejection text or a rejection phone call. But at the same time, like, how petty do you have to be to invoice somebody that's obviously not into you? Move on with your life. If you have that much time on your hands, you need to get a hobby.
Yeah, but how horrible do you have to be not to even send the guy a text to say, or if he sends, like you're saying, Jim, if he goes, hey, it was really awesome, you want to go out next Friday? No, you know, I had a good time, but I don't think it's going to work out. Boom, it's done.
Done.
Never worry about it again. But now all the stuff that's going through
I'm
the dude's
I'm not justifying
head,
the dude sending the invoice, but I'm just saying I can kind of understand him being sawed off that she didn't even, like, take the time to text him two words, like, no thanks, see you later, bye-bye.
I don't know. Whatever. Before the days of text messaging and before the days of me being married, I went on a lot of bad dates and just never called them again. I never got an invoice. That's part of life.
You were a ghoster?
Yeah.
All right. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio. Tammy, what do you think?
I wouldn't pay it.
Thank you.
Even if she ghosted him, she never returned a text message, a call, anything. Even told him, like, didn't have a great date. Thanks, but no, nothing.
If he wanted her to pay, he should have had her pay at dinner, not just because she didn't return his calls.
It's always easy to reach.
CSX Big Jim South 644. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning, 34 degrees. And Aaron is getting ready because soon on stage.
Ultra Lighters Up.
So Foreigner's coming to town, and we're going to do this again where it's an opportunity for you and your school choir to be on stage with you singing this.
I'm very excited.
Everyone, this is $500. And Foreigner, Kelly and Mick and everybody, they're so gracious. They're going to give $500 to your school choir program. Anyone knows what goes on with school programs, $500 is significant.
Especially
that's a lot of money.
Music programs exactly. As of late. Yeah.
So if you want to get involved, now is the time. Don't wait on this one. We will text you all the information. The keyword is
choir.
Okay. And I was thinking too, if you're in a PTA at a school, at a high school, if you're involved in any of the groups at school, this is a great way for you to just get the word to them because maybe they're not aware of it as well. Again, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
choir. It involves community choirs as well.
Are you going to do like the hand up thing? Like wave your hands and all that stuff when you sing?
Why would I do that?
Because it's I want to know what love is. You got to get into it when you're on stage. You can't just stand there and sing.
If the choir has choreography, then I might try to fit in and not do my own thing and be awkward.
Can Ryan and I be on stage with you?
No.
What do you mean no? We're going to dress up like Sexual Chocolate and just drop the mic and go.
Are you going to be my backup dancers?
Oh,
will you do interpretive dance in hot dog costumes?
You have never seen me do Private Dancer by Tina Turner.
I don't think I want to.
You never will. Well, the judge says I'm not allowed to anymore. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ron, Battle of the Burbs coming up in a couple minutes. Your chance to go see The Sopranos at Andiamo, so don't go anywhere with that. Unless there's a tornado, then you should leave, right?
This is one of my favorite stories.
So the past couple days, we've had two of the weirdest tornado stories. We had the one yesterday about the people in Arkansas were driving down the road, and a tornado just jumped over a tree line and hit them while they're pulling a 31-foot trailer. We have that up on our page. And then this was
Greensboro, North Carolina, Sunday night, a tornado ripped through the area, and one teen was too preoccupied with his video gaming to pay much attention to the approaching storm.
This is not edited. This is actually the kid.
I was sitting at home, and I was playing Fortnite, and all of a sudden, I just hear a bunch of noise, and I look out the window, and I start seeing the roof come off the houses in front of me, but then I sit back down because I only got like a couple people left in my gang. I was going to try to finish the game.
Right.
But then it just started getting worse. And then I started seeing the power lines come down. So I told my sister and my nephew to come to the bathroom so everything would be okay.
You'll notice, though, he never said he stopped playing the game. He just told us, get in here. I got four left and a sniper rifle. I'm going to get this guy. As a new player of Fortnite, Aaron, I will admit it will suck you in. I spent a half hour in the bathroom yesterday because I didn't want to be bothered by anybody in my house so I could play Fortnite on my iPad.
See, I've never been into video games that much. Like, to where I wouldn't notice the EF2 Twister ripping through my neighborhood.
Trust me, man. When you're playing Battle Royale and it's top 10, no, I totally get this kid. Where was it?
It was in North Carolina.
Actually, he landed here about 20 minutes ago. We should go talk to him. He's standing in a field in Taylor right now going, what the hell happened? Do I have Wi-Fi? Did I win?
East side, west side, downriver. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
Tickets for a very cool event, The Sopranos at Andiamo on May 4th, and we got our players on the phone. Everybody ready to go?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, we got everybody there. Here we go.
All right, here's how it works. Jerry, you're representing the west side. Abby, the east side. Mike, downriver. Jerry, if you know the answer, you will yell out west. Abby, you'll yell out east. Mike, you'll yell out down. Do not answer till Ryan calls on you, and make sure you're super loud, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one. This small-town rocker who sang about Jack and Diane has released 25 artworks in a solo exhibition.
West. Jerry, go ahead, Jerry. John Mellencamp. Okay, we'll give it to him. Shh, Mike, we'll call on you, okay, bud? You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question number two. This Ann Arbor-based pizza chain has launched a new service called Hot Spots Delivery to help you avoid the noise.
West.
Jerry for the win.
Domino's.
There it is.
Well done.
Thanks.
Way to go, West Side. Good job, Jerry. You're going to go see The Sopranos at an Andiamo. We'll see you there. Make sure you ask him about Detroit 189. It was a great TV show. All right.
Okay.
Abby and Mike, thanks for playing, guys.
Yeah, Thank you.
Thank you.
Way to go, Westside.
Yes!
All right.
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's House on 94.7 WCSX. It's Big Jim's House. What would you do Wednesday?
Hey, real quick note. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we'll have tickets for The King and I, which is definitely a place that this couple will not go because... Set the table for us, Aaron, because the table is full of food that he wants his money back for.
This woman went on this date with this guy. They had a nice meal, which consisted of some smoked hickory barbecue, pulled pork tacos, a beer, a Moscow mule. But there was no sparks, no chemistry, right? So she, you know, they leave the date, whatever. And then he calls her and texts her. She doesn't respond. Then she gets an invoice for her portion of the bill from their date, complete with a processing fee.
$1.99. Yeah. He billed her for the shipping and handling, 47 cents for the stamp as well, and 7% sales tax. So do you pay the money? You ghosted the guy. Do you get, you pay the 40 bucks or you tell him to stick it?
You know where I stand on this. I think it's ludicrous. If you really wanted to be passive aggressive, I'd pay it, but I'd send it in pennies.
Ron called earlier and said Canadian coins. That way they couldn't even be running through Coinstar. Hey, Wendy, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
So what do you think? Should she pay the guy?
I think that if she knew at the time of the date there was no connection and she wasn't going to talk to him again, she could at least maybe effort to say, hey, you know, what's my portion of the bill?
So you're saying, like, so she should have offered that up?
Yeah, if she knew she wasn't going to see him again, yeah, that would have been... the nice thing to do.
See, now they had an episode of, okay, I watch How I Met Your Mother. It's one of my favorite shows. They had a whole episode where these two people met after they had dated on the same date 5 years later. And one of the things that, he talked about as the guy was, even if I'm going to pay for dinner, you should reach for the bill. Let me grab it just to be the chivalrous guy, but you should reach for the bill first. At least try to grab it from the person. Does that make sense? So you should offer.
It does make sense.
I mean, even if, you know...
You know what? When I go out on a date with a new guy, I offer to pay.
And generally, does the guy pay?
Yes.
See, I think it depends on who asked who out, though, Wendy. I mean, if he asked me out to go on a date and says, let's go out, then don't you think it's the man's responsibility to pick up the tab because he invited you?
I do think it's the man's responsibility, but I also think just being a nice person, I always offer, hey, what's my portion of the bill?
Hey, Wendy, thanks for calling this morning. Everything's good in Garden City?
Yeah, everything's good in Garden City.
All right. Spring soon. Spring soon, I promise. We're going to spring forward any day now. It's coming.
I hope so, because I'm quite tired of this.
You and me both, sister.
All right, Wendy, have a good morning.
You too.
It's always easy to reach big...
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. It is 32 degrees right now, and... it's been a while since we've actually had a good chance to do this.
Everyone from Florida is stupid.
Whee!
Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
This one comes out of West Palm Beach, Florida. You ready?
All right, go for it.
She had to call 911. This young lady had to call 911. She was really concerned because, well, listen to the call and see if you can relate.
911, what is your emergency?
I have a rodent. I'm a single woman. I'm 53 years old. I have a rodent, and I think it's a possum because I saw it in my house last night, and I have no idea how to get it out of my nightstand in my bedroom.
Take a deep breath. Close your bedroom door. Just close your bedroom door.
And I am so sorry. I just
didn't sweat. That's okay.
I was going to call FWC tomorrow to figure out how to have them come put a trap in my house, but I saw it last night. I even jimmy-rigged my own trap thinking maybe I could catch it because I knew where it hid last night, but apparently it found its way in my bedroom.
So this possum keeps going back into her bedroom. We have audio of the possum, actually.
Darling, you found me.
To have a possum in your bedroom, though.
In your nightstand, of all places.
Twice. Apparently, there's something in there this possum really likes. I wonder if the possum sounds like Tim Curry or something.
I hope you don't catch me. Sweet possum. That's
Can you describe the possum? It's wearing heels.
We're going to keep it right there.